Yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry La Brea. Good morning, you guys. Man, we are going to get into an In My Mind segment. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about a genre that I, in entertainment, that probably doesn't get the respect it deserves. And I'm going to tell you about it, but in a second. But please, comment, like, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media, y'all. Support me on TikTok, all that jazz, you know. As time passes, you know, hit those likes, comment, share, all of that. Also, check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, y'all. That's what it's all about. We having fun out here. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Either way, what I wanted to talk about today, like I said, I'm going to talk about a genre in entertainment. To me, honestly, wholeheartedly, gets the least respect that it should deserve. Which I'm going to talk about is horror movies. Now, granted, there's different segues of when it comes down to horror. We're talking about body horror. We're talking about just full-on gore. We're talking about psychological thrill. Like, even psychological thrillers can be classified to some degree as a horror movie. I mean, it fits right in the family. It definitely doesn't fall into the genre pattern, but it definitely falls more into more of a horror, like, kind of like horror-esque elements. Like, when you watch, like, movies like Black Christmas, which started the whole slasher genre, and then when we finally got to, like, Halloween, there's one of the things that you did not see in those movies. Like, you never saw, like, even for, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you never saw blood. You never saw that much blood in any of these films, if to be wholehearted, I mean, to be brutally honest. I mean, were the murders gruesome and whatnot and everything? Yes, but to me, as time went by, and, you know, like when we kind of start climbing into the Jasons and the Freddies and the and whatnot and Chuckies, you know, of course, like, when you get to, like, the very first films of those franchises, then, yeah, they started to make sense. But then, right after, you know, as time started, they started getting diluted. And honestly, the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, like, when it comes down to, like, getting awards for horror movies and everything, like, horror movie, technically, the horror genre doesn't get that same respect in the Academy Awards. The only time a horror movie that got an actual Oscar was Silence of the Lambs. Honestly, and rightfully so. It was definitely awesome horror, scary type shit. But that wasn't, like, in the 90s, but ever since then, a lot of movies were either cheesy, corny, went straight to DVD, or VCR, like, went straight to DVD. Everything was, like, either cheesy or, B-movie, you know. But I think it honestly still should get some kind of, like, credit. I mean, I think Aliens also, but you could even classify some science fiction as horror, especially like the first Alien. Alien was definitely a horror movie. I feel like Terminator was also a horror, like the Terminator was also had like horror elements, especially like how like Arnold was like literally stalking Linda Hamilton and Linda Hamilton and Michael Biehn throughout this greater city of Los Angeles. But deep down, I mean, if it wasn't for horror movies, there wouldn't be the Hollywood that we know of today if it wasn't directly for horror movies. Matter of fact, all those stars that we know right now, I could name quite a few of them, either starred or made their first appearance in horror movies. You know what I'm saying? Like the stars that we know right now starred in like horror movies. I'm gonna give you a list of them. Johnny Depp, his first introduction into movies, period, was A Nightmare on Elm Street, the very first film, and probably one of the most classic kills in the film was when he got sucked in the bed. And then, next thing you know, it came out a geyser of blood. Also, Kevin Bacon. Was the first Friday the 13th. Another classic kill. That he got stabbed in the back of the throat while he was laying in bed. And it was like an arrow was lodged right through his... was lodged through his throat from behind. Shit, Tom Hanks. One of his first movie, a first appearance that he was in was He Knows You're Alone. I mean, he wasn't like a victim or anything, but he definitely was in the film. I definitely remember that. So, I mean, it's amazing when you really think, like, when it comes down to a lot of, like, movie stars and a lot of people who made their way. And it's interesting to me, like, most people's breakout, like, you know, when they break into the industry is either horror movies or a soap opera, which is kind of crazy. But I think there's a lot of movies that just don't get the respect that it deserves. And I think, like, for it to be in the Academy Awards and everything, it should be more frequent. Now, I'm not saying any, like, movies like Megan, which, honestly, Megan was very, very good. The messaging in there was also good as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that, I mean, hell, even Malignant was good. You know, like, production companies like Blumhouse and A24, they're really kicking out some pretty good films. Like, and like some of these actors and actresses who are playing dope roles. I forget the lady who was in Hereditary, but man, the table scene that she was in and just her role in the movie was trippy. Definitely some award performance, like, you know, doing some award style performances. But like I said, does horror movies actually get the respect that it deserves? I mean, let's think about it. Hollywood was created off the backs of Frankenstein, of Dracula, Wolfman, The Mummy, Creature of the Black Lagoon, of all things. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be the Hollywood that we know now if it wasn't for horror movies. But horror movies, just the horror genre, just so happens to be, I mean, it started the whole program, but then it just later on became the black sheep of the family. And then it just took a back seat until Silence of the Lambs. And maybe a few other movies sprinkled here and there, but I mean, let's just be real. And I mean, a lot of films contain a lot of horror movie elements. Which, honestly, I'm going to bring another topic up. Freaking, the movie Juice. Now, granted, when I say, like, the movie Juice with Tupac Shakur and Omar Epps, a lot of people are going to be like, Juice? How the hell is Juice a horror movie? I'm going to break it down for you. The moment it turned, like, it, you think it was just be, like, friends, homies up in the hood of New York. You know, the music is boom-bapping. They in the arcades, chilling, ditching school, and whatnot. You think it's going to be that kind of movie, right? Yep, it does. But then they do a little twist on your ass. And keep in mind, Ernest P. Dickerson is the same guy who directed, who did the movie Bones with Snoop Dogg. So, when Tupac gets the gun, when he first gets the gun, the whole perception of the movie changes. The movie starts getting dark. I mean, then, but like, by the time he gets the gun, and when they start doing the liquor store, trying to rob the liquor store, I mean, at that point, everything was pretty much done. They could have got away scot-free, no problem, right? But the moment when he took out the store clerk, that's when the whole perception changed. Everything got dark. You know, everything got dark. He started going, like, and then next thing you know, what the crazy part was, he started popping up everywhere. That's awesome horror element shit right there. When he was behind the shed, like, popping out of left field, like, being right there when Omar Epps closes the freaking, when Q closes the locker door and everything. Bishop is literally right there. But then also, like, he's running at top speed trying to pop a cap in freaking Q's ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, just straight evil. Like, you know, how you gonna show up at the funeral of the guy you just killed, who's supposed to be your best friend? You know what I'm saying? That's awesome horror movie shit. And another thing, when did this nigga ever, like, load the gun? He only had a six shooter. Did he have infinity bullets? I mean, he's just literally, like, popping off. Hit trying to shoot everything. When did you ever see him load the gun? I mean, granted, like, he had a six shooter, so it's like, come on, he had a Smith & Wesson. Snub nose. But, like, when he's chasing after, when he's literally chasing after Q, Bishop, you ain't never seen him load that damn gun. And I'm pretty sure you might have heard more than a few shots go off, more than six bullets go off. And even, like, you're saying, well, he might have loaded up when they showing specifically that character. Granted, that may be so. But still, I thought this nigga was supposed to be broke. Why you think they robbing liquor stores? Because they ain't got no fucking money. So where the hell are you getting bullets from? Even for a six shooter in the 90s, you ain't got that kind of money. You still in fucking high school. So where the hell are you getting money from to buy bullets? That's amazing to me. It's like motherfuckers nowadays, it's like, how the hell are you getting all these fucking tattoos and you ain't got no goddamn job? that baffles me. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, yo, like, see, like, you never see him load the gun. Like, even when you die to your last bullet. I mean, come on now. And from what I gathered, I think he had two guns. Because when Raheem tried to get the gun away from him, the first thing I remember, he was like you can see the gun on his hip in front of his stomach, but then he pulls the gun out of his pocket when he tried to get it from him. So I was like, damn, when did you have time to get another gun? Now, I'm telling you guys, that shit is crazy. Like, that juice has got some horror element. Even like when Tupac, plunges to his death, you just see his body disappear. You don't see him falling literally. Like, he just up and disappeared. Like, it's kind of like those kind of things, those little situations in films and movies, when they do stuff like that, it kind of like, it definitely raises an eyebrow, I ain't even gonna cap, but like, it's interesting because, you know, that kind of stuff definitely has a lot of horror elements. That is classified horror movie stuff. Juice turned smooth into a horror movie the moment Tupac got that gun. You know, were there subtle moments and whatnot? Yeah, absolutely. But even still, when he started going like ape shit and started smoking people and whatnot, it wasn't like he was like on a severe killing spree, but like even when he's like when he smoked, tried to smoke steel. And all of that, where Steel got back up, looking like, trying to get up and survive getting shot at. All of that was pure horror movie elements. Which is crazy. That is interesting. But like I said, it doesn't really get the respect that it deserves. Like, you know, everything changed, like, everything in the movie changed, and it turned very, very dark, you know? A little too dark to be a drama film, let's just say it like that. Definitely, I would classify Juice as a, thriller. A definite thriller film. So, yeah, man. I mean, like I said, horror movies don't really get the respect that it deserves. I mean, even if it's on some superhero shit or whatever the fuck. I'm not saying like Blade was like a full-blown horror movie, but I mean, technically, Blade is a horror movie. A superhero horror film. I mean, it's about vampires. You know, Blade, which honestly, Blade, the one of the very first films that comic book, well, one, like, one of a successful comic book film that nobody really thought that it was actually a comic book. You know, nobody knew anything about Blade. Blade was a weak comic book. And then next thing you know, they were like out of left field. Turns out to be one of the best comic book movies that honestly, it doesn't get its respect. It doesn't get the respect that it deserves, being a comic book movie or a horror movie. If it wasn't for Blade, we wouldn't have the genre of comic books that we have now. And if it wasn't for Blade being a dope action horror film, you know, I mean, we had a plethora of action horror movies to come out, like Van Helsing and a lot of other films where, you know, you got a guy trying to combat the undead, which is like you got a person trying to combat vampires or werewolves, or we wouldn't have anything like Underworld and whatnot. You know, we wouldn't have those films like that if it wasn't for movies like Blade or anything that really, like, do its thing. Give credit where credit's due, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Because deep down, like even watching Megan was and normally any horror movie, like any movies that come out in January, usually go to die. And like, for Megan to be as that good, I mean, definitely was something that was completely on the radar. And another, like, you know, shit, I'll even give it into another film that I just recently watched that definitely had sprinkles of horror movies in the least expected films. Freaking Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. The character Wolf, I'm just gonna classify him as Wolf, is the coolest character in the film. Oh, fuck it, I'm just gonna tell you anyway. He is Death. Wolf is the character. Wolf is basically the embodiment of Death. And he was literally chasing down Puss in Boots because he was literally throwing all of his lives, like, you know, cats have nine lives. He was literally throwing all his lives away. Now Puss in Boots is down to his final life, and that's when Death comes knocking at his door. You know what I'm saying? And he's sitting there trying to collect. Strong stuff in that film with Death, and like just a whistle, and this is an animation, but this character is so off the hook. I'm pretty sure you guys can watch it all on YouTube and whatnot, like some of the clips and whatnot. It's been on TikTok and everything, but pure, like you literally. I was literally like, damn, like the whistle, the how they were projecting him in the film, like, you know, like you were literally like, I was literally like, damn, he actually might not make it out of this. Like, they made it that convincing to where like Death could have like came right for Puss in Boots at any given time, especially the first encounter. You know, especially the first encounter. But either way, you guys, horror movies in its purest form, even like in sprinkled in all kinds of shit. But either way, you guys, I just wanted to say that horror movies definitely doesn't get the respect that it deserves. Put respect on horror movies' name. Put respect on horror movies, you know what I'm saying? But either way, I mean, because don't get me wrong, they're the backbone of Hollywood entertainment, definitely. And we gotta give credit where credit's due. So either way, you guys, this is the In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. And check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com or spring.com. Either way, however they're calling it, you guys. Either way, folks, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry La Brea. No, fuck that. The Hickman Harry La Brea. Signing off. I got to make sure I get that out of there. But either way, as always, if you're late for the party, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.